welcome to February. This is big month because, you know, literally January started a couple days ago. And so, wow, here we are already February. And we've got...
It's flying by.
Yeah, we've got Super Bowl 57 next Sunday. Then the, man, to look forward to Daytona 500 if you're into, like, sports, February 19th. New York Fashion Week starts next Friday. I know that's a big thing on your list, Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
hashtag
absolutely.
Fashion. You know, this Sunday also the Grammys are happening. Season 26 of South Park starts. So American Idol.
So much.
Yeah. A lot of stuff happening in February. Plus, Titanic returning to theaters for its 25th anniversary.
It's a lot.
It is. And then this is a movie that is... a little closer to Kentucky home, Cocaine Bear opens February 24th.
OMG.
That's the true story about a bear that ate a duffel bag full of drugs back in 1985 that fell out of an airplane.
And went a little nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's in theaters.
Yeah, we talked about it.
It was going to be like a direct-to-video or direct-to-video.
No, they don't do direct-to-video anymore. There are plenty of outlets to release.
Streaming or something, TV.
Yeah, that's actually going to be in theaters. So yeah, Cocaine Bear opening up.
Is there anyone of note in it?
I don't know. Look it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then the Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey. Remember that?
Oh, very important.
That's opening this month as well. So,
wow.
A lot of
cinematic masterpieces.
Yeah, a lot of stuff to look forward to in the month of February. You've got Valentine's Day, President's Day, Mardi Gras. You've got Groundhog Day tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Yes. Oh, and hey, that's another big day for us and our family.
Groundhog Day?
Yes.
Am I supposed to know why?
I did get engaged.
Oh, you got engaged
on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It wasn't with you, though.
No, I know. I know.
Yes.
All right. So I can be.
Previous administration.
All right. So, yeah. So that's a special day.
Do
you guys celebrate the anything? You know, I mean, obviously you celebrate your anniversary, but do you celebrate the anniversary of the proposal?
We do. Yes. My husband thinks it's a very big day in our lives, and it I do, too.
For sure.
I said that like I didn't.
Well, I do, too!
It's very big. Yes, it's a very big day for us.
Yeah, and, you know, any excuse to celebrate another occasion, why not?
Why not?
I mean, it's big in your lives, for sure, so.
Yes.
Is there something specific you guys do every year, or is it just like... an opportunity to celebrate
each other. Usually just on social media, like market. We have it on video, so I usually share that. Yeah, it's fun to watch that.
All right, cool.
When he walked in, he had a costume on, the whole thing. Thank goodness we got it on video, because I don't have an audio recording of it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I don't even think we were recording the show back then. If it was on cassette tape, and I'm not kidding.
Yeah, no, I know. I remember those days. Feel good. Calicate.
This guy on TikTok is inspiring many with his journey with something that affects a ton of people. Oliver James not only inspires clients because he trains them to get them into better physical shape, but he's inspiring others with his own journey learning how to read.
Oh.
He's functionally illiterate, and national statistics are shocking. They show that that affects 43 million Americans who can't read, write, or solve math problems past a third grade level.
Oh.
Everything changed for Oliver when his wife gave him a book of quotes.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Oliver. I struggle with reading.
The special education system at the time was more focused on behavioral than educating. So they spent a lot of time restraining us, a lot of time disciplining us to just not act out in class. I just went out and read one word turned into two, two words turned into three.
Mm. Yeah, now his new challenge is to read 100 books this year.
Oh, good.
He's sharing all of it on TikTok. It's pretty great. And it's brave, you know, for as an adult, very difficult thing to admit.
Right. Exactly.
Everyone just kind of assumes by the time you're an adult, you know how to do all that stuff.
Right.
See his story at WDJX.com.
Not good for him. Louisville is
getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Nikki said, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, my fiance Tom has begun learning French from an app because we're planning a trip to Paris."
No, oui, oui.
He's really serious about making sure there's no language barrier when we go, so I'm thinking there's a perfect opportunity here to call him and mess with him a little bit. What do you think?
Well, yeah, William Hasenpepper's going to need to actually give Tom a call, just make sure everything's going well.
A little progress check.
Yeah. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Tom, please?
Yeah, this is Tom.
Hi there, Tom. Good morning. My name is William Hasenpepper with Language Software. It's a customer satisfaction call. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you.
Ah, wonderful. And how is your French coming?
Oh, I think it's going pretty well. Yeah, I'm learning a lot so far.
Oh, wonderful. Would you like to demonstrate some for me?
Oh.
Excuse me?
Could you speak a little French for me, please? I just, you know, want to see how you're doing, you know, make sure the program is solid and that there are no issues.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, yeah. What do you want me to say?
Oh, I don't know. Start with an easy one. Ask me where the bathroom is.
Sure, yeah. Okay. That's, où c'est je vends les toilettes?
What? No, that's not right.
Maybe I didn't pronounce it exactly right, but I know the words are pretty much there. I was practicing that one yesterday, so that's...
Well, Tom, I'm not... Okay. Necessarily calling you a liar, but just here, I tell you what, listen to me and see if you can do what I do. Where is the toilet?
What?
You see what I did there? I just kind of rolled off the tongue.
Were you serious when you said that? Because that's not even French. You're saying you said English words in a French accent.
Well, no, I mean, it just sounds that way because I'm so fluent in French. I don't know. How long have you been studying with our program?
I've had it maybe a month, but I mean, I still know a few things even in that short time. I mean, that's an easy one. Where's the bathroom?
Well, Tom, if I may, I've been head of the French department here for 20 years. I tell you, if you want to be understood while you're in France, I think you would, you know, use my method. Again, you can say it with me. Where is the toilet? I mean, it's just that easy. I don't know what it's telling you.
Well, the program, it says, où c'est je vends les toilettes. That's what it has for where is the bathroom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't understand you. I don't understand what you're saying. It sounds like you're speaking in pig Latin.
You're saying, where is the toilet, but where is the toilet?
There you go.
That's not French. That's English in a French accent.
Well, I mean, you say tomato, I say tomato. I mean, I think it sounds great. I think it sounds like you're really coming along fantastic now. Listen, I'm sorry you're not going to be able to use it in Paris in a few weeks, but, you know, maybe you can...
Wait, how did you know I was going to Paris?
Well, Tom, it's because your soon-to-be wife, Nikki, wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show over here at 99.7 DJX and set you up for a phone tap. Tom and Ben Davis over at 99.7 DJX.
Okay, all right. Yeah, okay. No.
Your laugh's wrong. It's more like...
Yeah, that's better.
Wee-wee.
I mean, how many people that are, like, trying to learn a language through one of these apps just got the sweats thinking, oh, my gosh, they call us for pop quizzes? What is happening?
Right? That is your phone tap. And congratulations. Hopefully you have a great trip. In Penny.
And where's the toilet?
That is your phone tap. That is brought to you by Fleet Feet. Someone's going to win that studio fitness mirror this Friday. And everybody who's gotten in to win is in to win that as well. So that's pretty cool. On 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, a little setting the bar story. Really insane to really think that any adult could pass for a 13-year-old, because when you think about what you look like now versus what you looked like at 13.
Yeah, it's even if you're a young adult, I feel like that's obvious, right?
Yeah, because I see pictures of when I was 13 and then trying to say that maybe me, even at like 21 or 25, in my 20s. No. No.
And you, listen, you have a very youthful look if you take away the facial hair.
Yeah, and even then.
Yeah.
If I completely shaved and, yeah, no.
You could probably maybe squeak in as high school, not 13, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like the plot of like a, I don't know, like an 80s or 90s movie, like one of those where it wouldn't actually happen in real life, but here we are. All right, let's get to a setting the bar story, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. Hard to think that any adult could pass for a 13-year-old kid, but here we are. If you can manage to make it through the day without posing as a JV basketball player when you're an adult and the coach, you're doing okay.
So wait, is this like a situation where they were like short a player and the coach is all like, you know what, I'm going to throw on a jersey and I'll go out there, then never know.
22-year-old Arlisha said to have taken the place of a student that was out of town for a tournament.
Oh, my gosh.
A 13-year-old student who is out of town for a tournament.
We're not going to forfeit.
That's exactly what she said.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Here is the father of the player the coach was impersonating.
Coaches, you know, always preach to the kids about integrity and those type of things. So I was just shocked. I just need, you know, an apology, you know, because I haven't yet received one.
Yeah, no one apologized to him. Like, hey, sorry, our bad for doing that. By the way, the JV head coach, along with the head coach of the varsity girls basketball team, have both been fired.
Okay, yeah, that's probably best. Because, again, like he mentioned, not a great example about integrity or, you know, telling the truth or doing the right thing.
Yeah, because then you put all the teammates kind of in a weird spot where they're, like, almost having to keep a secret.
Let me guess, she probably did pretty well in the game.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what her stat line was for the game.
I'm fairly confident she probably dominated.
Right. So
if she's a coach, a basketball coach, she's probably a pretty decent player.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you're an adult playing against 13-year-olds, probably dominated.
Right. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without posing as a JV basketball player when you're an adult, and not only an adult, but the actual coach of the basketball team, then you're doing okay.
Come on now. Let's do better for these kids.
Yep. That's said to the
bar. We don't cheat our way to the winner's circle.
No.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
All right, this man for woman dumbstruck in the park. You were sitting in the park with your two girlfriends. I was by myself admiring you from a distance.
Admiring or stalking?
Mm-hmm. I tried walking over to you, even got within 10 feet.
Oh, gosh.
But then I kind of freaked out because of the nerves. And I let out a very loud giggle.
A giggle?
And I ran back to my safe spot to watch you again.
Oh, you guys have a safe spot? Okay.
This guy's a creep. I don't know why I did that. Maybe because you were too beautiful.
Yeah, intimidating.
Or perhaps it was because I was in a playful mood.
Oh.
But as you know, the same thing happened two more times over the course of 15 minutes.
Come on now. He's just running up, giggling, and running away. There is no future.
The third time, of course, was the worst. Because when I giggled, I also let one loose.
Come on now.
Oops.
Stop. Stop.
I know it sounded like I probably did it on purpose, but I didn't. Okay, I did. What did you think? Was it cute or funny?
No.
Anyway, you left after that. So now I'm kicking myself because of a missed opportunity.
Sounds like several missed opportunities.
Next time I see you, I promise not to tickle myself when I feed the ducks.
I'm sorry. He's tickling himself? How do you... I don't... That's not even possible,
it's impossible.
Is it?
It's impossible.
I don't think you can.
Of course. That's what started this whole thing.
Yeah.
You have my word that I'm putting a lockdown on these silly little fingers.
Oh, boy.
Will you be there next week?
No, she's not. I can guarantee it.
Wow. What a weirdo.
Yeah, no, that is not... Just say hello if you... All right.
Okay. It's Craigslist missed connections.
Woman for man in the air way up there.
Oh, I hope this rhymes all the way through.
Oh, I do too. You were the hot daddy working the red-eye flight on Saturday night.
No.
I was the weary traveler with the big hair sitting in 17C.
Oh.
You caught my eye during the seat belt demonstration by using your teeth to tighten the belt strap. Oh, my.
Okay.
Normally, I hate aisle seats, but this time I didn't care one bit.
Okay.
Because it meant your tushy would brush by my hand every time you need to push the drink cart.
Oh.
At one point, we did speak a little, and I told you I wanted a wet cherry Coke.
What?
Isn't that just implied? It's a
liquid. Yes.
Okay. You immediately replied back, "Is that all?" with a tiny little wink. So I responded, "Well, that's all I want from the drink menu," and gave you a tiny micro grin.
Oh, goodness.
So take that, Mr. Hot Man. I do appreciate the extra ice you put in my cup. I needed it to cool off after our flirty little exchange.
Oh, goodness.
The rest of the flight, I rang the attendant button maybe 8 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but your coworker, that old bag with the rat's nest for a hairdo, kept coming over to help me instead of you. Sad face.
Oh.
Hopefully, you discovered the little surprise I left you in the barf bag under my cushion.
What?
That was meant for you. And if you want to return it, wash it first. Rules are rules.
What?
I don't understand what that
what?
Is. I do not understand what that is.
What would need to be hidden in a barf bag?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
And washed.
I don't. Uh-uh. Oh, boy. Not unusual to notice an attractive person on a flight. But again, I think it's our little methods of trying to flirt.
Are you trying to educate the people that are writing misconnections?
Well, I feel as though there needs to be something. Because there's a serious lack of interpersonal skills on display.
All right. Well, whether you giggle when you see someone at the park
and run away multiple times,
yeah,
that is not going to land you a relationship.
It's or whether you see the hot daddy working the red-eye flight. it can only mean one thing, and that's
Craigslist missed connection.
Good luck to them, though.
Yes, good luck. Good luck to them. I hope they find what they're looking for in a relationship. And the lady with the big hair gets whatever item she had hidden in that barf bag back.
I have no idea what that is.
Why it would need to be washed, we don't know. We're speculating at this point. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Good. Okay.
This is Precious. 8-year-old Adeline and 5-year-old Mila, they miss their daddy, Jordan Dorn, who's serving in the U.S. Army station in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
But they found, like, a really unique way to talk to him every day, and he can see them.
Okay.
They have driveway talks through their home security cameras. It's an adorable routine that they've had since they've been apart.
Hi, Dad. Love you. Hi, Dad. Love you.
We have an app on our phone, too, so anytime anyone walks to our doorbell or through our driveway, it alerts us. He is still able to get those notifications and see us.
I do miss them. It's tough being a girl dad, too, so they're my little princesses. It really means the world.
Love you, Dad. Love you, Dad. Have a great day.
So can they see him, or is it just kind of one way?
It's one way.
Oh.
Yeah, he can see them. But it's just really sweet. I mean, their little voices. She's
yeah.
like, take my heart.
Aww.
Just so cute. Now, they've even set up a room in their house with a map showing Daddy's location and
right.
clocks to show the time difference.
Aww.
And he comes home in 4 months, and they're already fighting over who's going to get the first hug. See their story at WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Becca says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm almost embarrassed to admit this.
Mm.
I say almost because I feel like you guys are my people and will get me.
We are.
I got an awkward call from my son's kindergarten teacher. She said that my son will pass gas in a group circle and then get up and try to get a high five from her.
Well, you know, when it's a good one.
She asked if he was learning this at home. I was mortified to admit that, yes, he was. She told me that needed to stop. Look, we think farts are hilarious in our house. It's a normal bodily function, and it's just a fun thing that my son and I do with each other. I even get a high five from him when I do it. Oh, God. I have told him that he can only do this with me.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my girlfriends says that I need to stop that altogether. She said it's disturbing. I think it's harmless fun, but a few people in my mom's circle are telling me I'm teaching socially inappropriate behavior to a child too young to understand the societal norms. Ooh. Are they right? Sorry to lower the standards on your show this morning. Well, who are we kidding? This is your wheelhouse. LOL. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Well, I look, that was a big sentence. The whole understand societal norms, socially inappropriate behavior. Sure, I get this. But listen, like, I come from a family where we're just a little bit more open about that. Now, I think, to me, he'll learn on his own. There are appropriate times for that and not. But, you know, maybe I'm just being too blasé in that whole area.
Jessica on Facebook says, girl, sounds like you're a great mom, but still, your boy going to fart on stage during graduation, boo, that's got to stop.
I just don't think it's a big deal. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. And look, I have three daughters. I have a wife. You know, there are noises that happen in our house. A lot of times it's coming out of the mouth. It's belching as opposed to farting. That's usually that's reserved for me a lot of times. But I will say that there have been times when we've been out in public and one of my daughters will rip a burp and go, whoops, I forgot we were out, you know, in public. Yeah.
See, that's where it gets you in trouble is the whole when you're outside of the home. And when you're in kindergarten, I think it is a little difficult for that message to sink in that, hey, this is okay here, but not at school. Rebecca said, well, we laughed them too, but the high five is a bit much. Well, yes, it's a normal function and everyone does that. Getting up to receive praise is and can be disruptive to the classroom.
That is true.
Yes, he's just a kindergarten student, though, so it's not like he's at Harvard. So just keep reiterating this is only a home thing and not out in public or for the classroom in social situations. Oh, my God. How many more are you going to do?
I don't know how much. For like, if you want to comment, you can. But I think 502-571-9970, I'd almost like to also hear if you've got a story of when your kid outed you. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, you know, you did that and mom, that smells so bad.
No, not just that, but like, you know, the kid told on you to someone else, like, oh, well, we do that, you know, or you take your kid to work and is like, dad, there are no clowns here. You said you work with a bunch of clowns.
Oh,
you know,
my gosh.
That type of stuff, yes. Right? Right?
So, listen, they're little sponges. They're going to, you know, listen to everything you say. You've got to be careful about that.
Right. So, you know, look, I agree with everybody who's saying, tell your kid that's a at-home sort of fun thing that we do. Let's not do that in public and just keep kind of reiterating that.
Another Rebecca said, this is fantastic, but the teacher is so upset, we all know the kids aren't, then just remind him not to get high five and waft it her way. Oh, God. Yeah. That's mean.
Right.
Rude, don't do that either.
Right. all right. So anyways, 502-571-9970. I'd love to hear of when your kid told on you inadvertently.
Uh-oh.
All right. 502-571-9970. Group therapy. Becca's kid got in trouble at school for farting and then tried to get a high five from classmates and the teacher. She taught him this. She's like, hey, it's normal. Fun thing that she and her son do together. But like, she's got people that are all up in her ear saying that's socially inappropriate. You're teaching him this.
Well, and the teacher called and said, hey, you know, he can't try to get a high five from me in the middle of class. It's disruptive.
Yeah. So, you know, we all just kind of said, hey, just kind of reiterate the fact that maybe we do this at home and not in public. But we also want to know, when did your kid out you? Like as a parent, you know?
Those are rolling in on text. Nikki said, I'm one of those that I don't fart in front of anyone. Nothing wrong with it. Just not for me. My husband likes to do it. Says, babe, and laughs hysterically.
Mm-hmm.
When my son was like 4, he farted so loud at the grocery store, people looked. What did he do? Yell, mom! And then laugh hysterically. I about died.
When it wasn't her, right?
Exactly.
That's funny. Hey, Shelby.
I had a first grader. He was at school. He called a peer and a-hole. and the teacher called home and said, hey, your kid just called one of his classmates. Mm-hmm. And then the teacher asked him where he learned that, and he said, my mom calls my dad that all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Megan.
So I'm actually a teacher,
mm-hmm.
so we've heard it all. But I will say I got a call from my son's teacher that my son was going around recess just exploding with the F-bomb.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
And listen, oh no. I know. And I've never, you know, I mean, I do. If there was a tip jar, I would be filling it up. But I'm just saying, as a teacher, we've heard it all. I've heard about parents get drunk. I've heard about my mom was dancing with her booty all over my daddy in the kitchen.
Oh, that's funny.
Heard it all. And you know what? It's amazing. And live your life. And there's so much pressures on parents that she should not have to worry about. I'm glad that her and her son have such an open relationship like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, you know, we don't want to be in graduation giving high fives out far. You know what? My son and my husband still do it, probably, in the house.
Oh, thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Kimberly said, I was taking my daughters to school, got pulled over for my taillight not working. My daughter goes to class, tells the entire class and the teacher that her mommy got pulled over by a policeman and gave him her credit card.
Let's make this go away. Hey, Tara.
Yes.
Hi. Sorry, I didn't want to put you on the spot, but here we are.
That's all right. I've got a good one.
All right.
So my daughter and I are at a store, and she's like between two and three at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now passing gas and all that kind of body flatulence stuff is not something that she's used to at home. It's really not something that we do. It's kind of more one of those taboo type of things. So
it's a sometimes treat.
right. So she hadn't been exposed to it much.
Sure.
So we get in the stall, and I decided I need to use the bathroom too. Number one, mind you.
Mm.
So mm-hmm. I'm using the bathroom. My 2-year-old daughter is standing there looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
And as I start to use the bathroom, there's somebody in the stall next to us.
Oh, no.
And she absolutely has a massive explosion. I'm talking World War II explosion in the toilet next to us. My daughter's eyes got as big as bowling balls. She's looking right at me. And she says, Mommy, was that you? And I didn't know what to say, so I just kind of sit there. She's, like, trying to look in the toilet at me. So I finally had to say, honey, no, it wasn't me. She looks big-eyed at me still and says, well, Mommy, was it me?
Oh, gosh.
Trying to stand up, get the toilet flushed, and the lady next to us says, no, honey, I'm sorry. It was me.
Oh, no! Oh, my gosh.
Out of the stall, didn't wash our hands. I'm like yanking her out the bathroom. I absolutely did not want to lay eyes on this.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, Tara, you do not want to have eyes on this person.
No. And she was obviously so embarrassed. I'm sure she's going to be in there for a while.
Oh, my gosh. So funny.
I rushed her out the bathroom as far away from the bathroom as we could get. And then I had to explain to her, you know, like, honey, when we're in there, things can happen.
Noises.
We don't talk about it.
That's funny. Tara, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Oh, appreciate it. That's good stuff.
Oh, that's the worst.
I'm telling you, stop talking. Anybody who's a parent knows that trying to drag a little toddler into the bathroom with you, they just have all sorts of questions.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And everything. So.
And they're going to just ask you out loud.
Oh, stupid stuff. All right. Hey, by the way, if you've got any other stories, they just continue to roll in of when your kids have outed you, all right? Like
just completely embarrassed you in public, like, whatever.
Hold on,
called
you.
Called you out.
Yeah, that's fine. You can continue calling in. 502-571-9970. So it all started with Becca's son ripping one in kindergarten class and then asking the teacher for a high five for it. And then we started getting all sorts of stories of how your kids either A, embarrassed you in public, or B, outed you.
Yeah, because Becca had to admit to the teacher, yeah, you learned that from me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Sam sent us a message and said, when my daughter was little, she would help me put the laundry in the washing machine and scoop the detergent. Saturdays were the days that we stripped the bed and washed the sheets. So we were out at Walmart one day. She is in a crowded aisle, saw me put scent boosters into the buggy, She looks over at a stranger and yells, "That's for my mama's stripping Saturdays."
Oh my gosh. Different kind of stripping.
That's funny.
Elena said, "My family's really big into the paranormal. So one weekend, my mom and dad had family and friends over to do the Ouija board. The next week, I went to kindergarten and wrote about it in my daily journal with a cute little picture for my teacher to see." That was probably pretty disturbing.
Jenna.
So you all were talking about embarrassing moments with children. Well, my son was 4 in daycare, and he's a big TikToker. And him and another little boy were sitting on the playground, and the teacher asked them what they were doing, and my son pops up and says, "We're smoking pot."
Oh, my gosh!
So I had, when I went to pick him up that day, I had a long conversation with the daycare teacher.
Ah, nothing. We're just smoking some pot. It's all good.
Oh, my gosh.
He said, "No, I sure don't."
Oh. That's funny. Jenna,
oh my gosh.
Great story. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, see ya. Hey, Brittany.
Hey. So it wasn't with a school embarrassment, but I was a surrogate several years back when my kids were young. Mm-hmm. And when I got noticeably pregnant, people would, and I'd be like out to eat with the kids, the waitress or whatever, be like, "Oh my gosh, are you so excited for your new baby brother or sister?" They're like, "It's not coming home. It's not ours."
Oh my god!
And then,
oh my gosh!
The looks people would give you after
the
that.
Looks of utter shock and confusion on poor people's faces. And I was like, "They're not wrong." Why they said that.
Oh, yeah, that's too funny.
It was always the funniest thing because I was just like, "They're not in denial."
Yeah.
It's the truth.
That's funny.
Oh my gosh.
Brittany, thank you for calling.
You're welcome. You guys have a great morning.
You too. Hi, Mia.
Hi. My child did not out me. My child just embarrassed me to no end at the grocery store. So this is back when COVID had just hit, and she was around 2. And, you know, I'm teaching her animals and, you know, the sounds that they make, et cetera. And so we're at the grocery store, and she's pointing to this woman looking into a, you know, like the frozen section, into a frozen section door. And she's pointing at this woman, and she's going, "Mommy, Mommy." And I'm like, "Yes, dear." And she goes, "Pig, pig."
Oh, gosh.
And she's going, "Oink, oink, oink." And I'm like, looking at this woman, hoping that there is an image of a pig on, like, a food item or something.
You're like, "Bail me out.
Where, baby? Where do you see the pig?"
Oh, God.
And she's like, "Right there, Mommy."
Oink,
oink, oink. And this woman is staring her dead in her face. I'm hoping she has on a mask that has a pig on it. Nope. The woman just has a nose that's kind of pushed back. It's kind of piggish.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And so I'm just running down the aisle, like, grabbing my child, apologizing and avoiding her.
Oh, my gosh.
That is funny.
Oh, you can't get out of those situations fast enough. You can't.
Christy texts in, and we'll end it here. My daughter announced in a full Walmart restroom that she didn't know I had earrings in my privates.
Oh, my God!
Mommy. Can I try those on? Oh, shoot. That's hysterical. All right.
That's just much.
Thank you for all the stories. This has been fun. 99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Let's get to a little bit of sports news. Breaking as of 15 minutes ago, Tom Brady.
I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good.
There he is.
Oh, wow.
Announced on camera just about 18 minutes ago that he is hanging up the cleats. Now, remember, he did this last year as well, but he explains.
I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really, thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Ah.
Okay, now, how many of us were thinking immediately about Giselle's reaction is probably be like, really? Now you're going to retire? That was like my whole big beef with you. Like, you were supposed to like stick with retirement the first time so I could go do my thing now.
Is this maybe a sign that he's trying to reconcile with her?
It's a good step. I mean, don't know if that's the case. Haven't read a thing about it. Yeah. But, you know, it would probably be the first thing that's required if there was any hope of that.
Right. I mean, I don't, like, know how many more years he would have had left in him if that's not what he's trying to do, you know. But anyways, but yeah, Tom Brady announced his retirement, like I said, less than 20 minutes ago. And part two, because he did do this again last year, but this time.
He says for good. He says for good. It's on recording. We can play it back to him if he tries to say, no, I'm coming out of retirement. I'm going to play again.
I mean, just keep Rob Gronkowski away from him because
yes.
When those two get together, I feel like then they start to do that stuff. So anyways, now maybe we can see if you're Giselle, do you see this and go, all right, maybe I'll talk to you.
If that seems to be, and from reports around their divorce, from mm-hmm. what I read, that seemed to be the biggest problem because she was like, I put my life on hold.
Right.
So you could chase your dreams, and then now it's my turn. And then he took that back when he went back to work.
Yeah, he was like, just kidding.
Yeah, and I think that was probably the final straw for mm-hmm. her. But so who knows? I you know, they were such a lovely family mm-hmm. from... You know, what we got to see.
Yeah, I was going to say, right.
We know nothing about them as actual people. But, you know, you always want, like, you know, family to be together, especially for the kids.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Coming up next, Laura needs some rules laid out. And to Kelly and we feel like this is pretty cut and dry.
Let's keep it simple, maybe.
Yeah.
Don't overthink it, possibly.
Maybe. But she needs some rules for being exclusive. So we can try to...
Is she thinking there's a gray area?
At Ben and Kelly Show, social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you can DM us a question, an issue that you may be having. We can turn around. And even if we think it's kind of cut and dry, we'll toss it out to our listeners, see if we can get you a little bit more clarity.
Laura says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I've been dating a guy for just over 2 months. We decided that we'd like to give a relationship a shot and not let each other go out with anyone else, ruin what we might have.
Right, sure.
We have hung out every Friday night since we met.
Mm-hmm.
But he tells me that he can't hang out this Friday because he has to escort one of his friends to a fancy charity gala that she has.
Mm-hmm.
He says that she uses him as her plus one because it's just easier knowing that they are only friends and there won't be any weird romantic entanglements.
Okay.
Now, I know he said this last part for my benefit, so I wouldn't be jealous or feel threatened, but it didn't work. I don't care if there's nothing romantic and he has zero attraction to her. Being a convenient on-call date goes out the window once you're in an exclusive relationship, right?
Mm.
I didn't make an issue about it, but I'm kind of ticked off.
Okay.
Do I stay silent, say something, or just move on?
Say something. I mean, are they really exclusive if he's still going out with friends who are girls to fancy galas?
This is kind of like a tough one. Typically, I'd be like, no, he's your boyfriend. He doesn't go out on date type situations with other women.
Right. Exactly.
But I don't know if it's like one of his best friends or whatever. If they had a long standing agreement that he was going to be her date, maybe before they started dating 2 months ago.
There's a couple things that we don't know that I think would help. One, do we know if Laura knew of his friend before this?
Right.
Like, yeah, like, is this...
What's the timeline of that agreement to be her date?
Like, is this
fancy gala?
A friend that has been around her boyfriend for, you know, ever since you knew him, and it's mm-hmm. it's kind of understood, but then you kind of assumed that once you guys made it exclusive that she would no longer, you know, be friends with him or something like that. Like that, that's a thing that we don't know. And then, yeah, you're right. The timeline on the ask, like, did he get asked way before you guys started seeing each other or making it
exclusive.
Yeah, and I feel
like if that's the case, then maybe you just let them go. But then after this, say, all right, so let's go ahead and not do that again. Let's not be a date for any other female, because now I'm your girlfriend. You just be my date. And then they can find another person to be their date.
Yeah, and they've only seen each other for 2 months. And it sounds like they really only have one day a week where they connect. So...
But at the same time, they've decided they're in a relationship
now. That's true. She did say that.
That's the biggest factor.
All right. She did say that because I was going to say, does he know that you're now in an exclusive relationship?
They decided they're going to give a relationship a shot.
All right.
So
yeah,
that
right.
tells
right, right.
me we've decided, okay, I'm right. just dating you.
Right. Right. Except for her. She's just a friend, and I'm going right. to go to this fancy
There's
cocktail
not
dinner.
Like any kissy stuff with that. Just, you know, going to be your date. Sit next door at the
table. I was
going to
say,
how much
do you trust him? And... Let him, I think you said it best, you know, let him go. But then after this, be like, you know what?
No more of that.
Yeah. I get that, you know, you had already made a commitment to her.
Maybe this is grandfathered in this time, but this from this moment forward, we're right. not doing that again.
All right. Well, Laura, good luck with that. You know, exclusivity is something that you got to have both parties agree to and understand what the terms are.
So, exactly.
Hopefully this... helps. Laura, good luck. And someone texted, is it the regatta gala? I don't know, maybe. That would be funny. All right, well, hey, keep us posted. Sometimes you find love in awkward places, or you at least see someone who's attractive, who you'd like to follow up with, but, you know, you don't have the means at the time, you can't get in touch with them to get their number.
Or maybe you don't have the bravery in the moment.
True. Maybe you don't have the bravery.
Uh-huh.
So what do?
You do a little typey-typey in mom's basement, and you send it off to the internet, some Craigslist, and maybe people like us will find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right, this man for woman called Dumbstruck in the Park.
You were sitting in the park with your two girlfriends.
This is the voice you're going with?
I was by myself admiring you from a distance.
I'm starting to figure out why.
I tried walking over to you. Even got within 10 feet.
Oh.
But then I kind of freaked out because of the nerves, and I let out a very loud giggle.
A giggle?
And I ran back to my safe spot.
He's running away?
To watch you again.
Oh, no. Oh, this is not going well.
I don't know why I did that. Maybe because you were too beautiful.
Intimidating.
Or perhaps it was because I was in a playful mood. But as you know, the same thing happened two more times over the course of 15 minutes.
Wait a second. He's just running up, giggling, and running away multiple times? Oh, no.
The third time, of course, was the worst, because when I giggled, I also let one loose.
Oh, my God. Come on.
I don't know. I think it sounded like I probably did it on purpose.
Yeah, probably.
But I didn't.
Is he five?
Okay, I did. What did you think? Was it cute or funny?
No, it was not. It's weird and creepy.
Anyway, you left after that, so now I'm kicking myself because of a missed opportunity.
Yeah, next time, dude, just walk up, say, hello, I think you're cute. What's your name?
Well, this next time I see you, I promise not to tickle myself when I feed the ducks.
Listen, you can't tickle yourself. That's impossible.
Of course.
You know what's coming.
That's what started this whole thing. And you have my word that I'm putting a lockdown on these silly little fingers. Will you be there next week?
No, she will not. She's never coming back to that park again. You know that, right?
What a weirdo.
Yeah, this, don't do that.
This is
Craigslist Missed Connections.
In the air, way up there, woman for man.
Oh, I hope this rhymes.
That'd be amazing if it did, right? You were the hot daddy. Working the red-eye flight on Saturday night.
Okay.
I was the weary traveler with the big hair sitting in 17C.
Okay.
You caught my eye during the seatbelt demonstration by using your teeth to tighten the belt strap.
Okay.
Oh, my. Normally, I hate aisle seats, but this time I didn't care one bit because it meant your tushy would brush my hand every time you needed to move the drink cart.
Okay.
At one point, we did speak a little, and I told you I wanted a wet cherry Coke.
A wet cherry Coke?
I think that's assumed because it's a liquid.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You immediately replied back, "Is that all?" with a tiny little wink. So I responded, "Well, that's all I want from the drink menu," and gave you a tiny micro grin.
Oh, they're flirting.
Mm-hmm. So take that, Mr. Hot Man. I do appreciate the extra ice that you put in my cup. I needed it to cool off after our flirty little exchange.
No, I bet. I bet.
The rest of the flight, I rang the attendant button maybe 8 times.
Oh, my God.
But your coworker, that old bag with the rat's nest for a hairdo, kept coming over to help me instead of you. Sad face.
Oh, jeez.
Hopefully, you discovered the little surprise I left for you in the barf bag under my cushion.
Huh?
It was meant for you. If you want to return it, wash it first. Rules are rules.
Ew!
I don't know what it is. I don't want to know what it is. What's in the bag? What's
what
in the bag?
Would need to be washed.
I don't understand.
And hidden in a barf bag.
I don't understand it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Whether you think you see someone that strikes your fancy at the park, but you're just too nervous to go up and have a conversation.
Just walk up and say hello, dude.
Or whether you see the hot daddy working the red eye.
Sipping up the wet cherry Cokes on the plane.
Yeah. It can only be one thing, and that is...
Craigslist missed connection. Oh, good luck to them.
Yep. There may be an answer to one of life's biggest, biggest unknowns. Pique your interest, Kelly.
Oh, sure, absolutely. I'm ready to go.
So, you know, some of life's unknowns, kind of like, you know, UFOs, aliens are on the list, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, all that stuff. Yeah. So if you believe in Bigfoot, this might actually be something that shocks you, all right?
Okay.
What's your take on Bigfoot?
Bigfoot? Don't think so. I think he's been, you know, there have been, quote, sightings. There have been videos. I don't think are super convincing. I don't know. I'm thinking no.
Yeah, I'm thinking no, too.
Mm-hmm.
But for the rest of you who believe in Bigfoot,
mm-hmm.
apparently there has been some new developments in this whole, is Bigfoot real? And comparing it to different animal populations, and the most, I guess, logical explanation is a bear walking on its hind legs, because that's what they actually
do. Probably the closest. Yeah.
They have.
Is that what they're finally trying to say that is?
They're trying to say that's what it is. If you've ever seen a black bear walk around on its hind legs, it looks oddly human. There is one, like, in New Jersey, I guess, doing it a while back that kind of went viral for it. Now, the only states where this kind of is like scratch your head, Texas and Florida, who get Bigfoot sightings, but there aren't a whole lot of bears in those states. Unlike, you know, the Midwest and the Pacific Northwest, where there are a lot of bears.
Right.
But that's what they're saying. Bigfoot is not a, like, humanoid, hairy humanoid man. But it's just a bear walking on its hind legs.
Well, we should probably play the theme song.
Well,
I like bears.
Yes,
I think
that's it.
Cool. I think about bears in the house, by the pool, when I'm driving, when I'm eating, when I'm walking with a knife, when I'm hiking, when I'm dancing,
making love to my wife.
I mean, that's the bear theme.
So
there
you go. One of life's mysteries unlocked.
So Bigfoot is just a bear walking on his hind legs.
Yeah, so Bigfoot deniers, you finally get your proof. Well, maybe it's not proof.
No, it's just another theory.
Another theory, right, exactly.
But you still have Loch Ness Monster and Area 51 and the aliens, right?
Oh, my
right?
gosh, you still have all that? Yeah, still have all that, for
sweet.
Sure. All right, there you go. All right, setting the bar stories. You know, we feature this segment just about every day. And we always say most every criminal we feature makes a glaring mistake that leads to their demise.
This one's no different.
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing $1.5 million in chicken wings, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, how have we been doing that?
Enter Vera, the lunch lady or food service director at a school district in Illinois.
This went on for about a year and a half. What the school worker allegedly did with a large amount of chicken wings is still unknown. Cook County prosecutors allege she used her position to embezzle $1.5 million from the school district.
Yeah, she was ordering.
Oh my gosh.
She was ordering chicken wings and they never sold chicken wings.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. She didn't think they were going to figure that out eventually?
Yeah, so that was her downfall. She was ordering massive amounts of chicken wings, but the school never served wings to the students because they contain bones in it as a choking hazard.
They were never on the menu. I was thinking that maybe she was just like ordering.
Yeah, like a little extra.
Not enough or whatever, skimming
right
off the order somehow.
Right, exactly.
Just, they were never served
never
to the kids at
no,
all.
Oh, no.
But we kept ordering.
And so
okay,
finally, someone was kind of going through, you know, and looking and going, hey, wait, hang on a second. Chicken wings? I didn't know we served chicken wings. And then someone else is like, we don't. And they're like, well, why have we been ordering chicken wing for the past 2 years?
Well, we haven't, but we just asked for the money for them. That's how that was. That just went in Vera's pocket.
Oh, shoot. So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
She thought she had the perfect plan, too.
She was living life there for a little bit. And again,
Vera was all like, I'm not going to be a lunch lady forever, y'all.
I know.
I got a retirement plan. I'm about to bounce.
And it's called chicken wings.
Wow.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So we got a group therapy about farts.
Farts in kindergarten.
Right. And Becca had taught her kindergartner to like get high fives whenever he rips a good one at home. But then he did it at school and she got a talking to. But, you know, that wasn't the biggest part of it. It was all the people who were commenting on how their kid embarrassed them in public after that.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing, Becca had to, you know, admit, yep, that's our thing. I taught him that. And then, you know, kind of led down to this other side street of fun where people's kids just completely embarrass them in public, did just all sorts of crazy things, as kids do.
Yeah, like Cindy said, this day I decided to, I used to always bring my daughter candy when I picked her up from daycare. Mm-hmm. And this day I decided to bring her gummy worms. She was so happy, she told a gentleman coming in, my mom has worms!
Oh gosh, not those kinds of worms, yeah. Gummy worms, it's candy.
Different. So anyways, it's
fun stories. If you've ever kids, met a kid,
right,
you know, you can see how this can happen.
Yeah, so you
go sideways fast.
Yeah, you can listen to the podcast, hear Tara's embarrassing story about her and her two-year-old in the bathroom. And
I would die.
And then Kristen, who texted in again, bathroom and a toddler.
Uh-huh.
Equals hilarity.
Right.
All right. So
they don't know. They just like to talk about what they see and
right,
hear.
Exactly. So you can listen to that entire thing. Got it up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen. All right. Humane Society a little later on today. If you see it go live right around noon, you'll know there are adoptable animals up for grabs from the Humane Society. So that's something to look forward to a little bit later on. Anything else, Kelly?
Yeah, check out the website for all the latest trending stories. There's one about Tom Hanks and Robin Wright on film again together. What does that make you think of?
Jenny!
Forrest and Jenny! And they're teaming up with Robert Zemeckis, who directed Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
This is not a Forrest Gump story, though.
Okay.
But they're using some interesting technology that may have been discovered by Hollywood on America's Got Talent.
There you go! Places. There you go!
Yep. Gonna make them look younger. You can read all about that at WDJX.com.